evening, friends and family. It's show 33 of The Outcast, and as usual, I am here, but today I am joined with...
Dale.
And...
Ali.
And we're going to be doing a show from...
Ali's house.
Whose house?
Ali's house.
Whose house?
Ali's house.
And we're going to be playing such things as Guitar Heroes and generally talking nonsense, so tune in.
Sorry, can you do that again?
No.
I forgot.
I'll let it down post-production.
The Outcast, filmed in front of a live studio audience. I'm going to have to do that.
Dale, do you want to try that?
No, thank you.
Ali, one more time.
The Outcast, filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Hi! Oh, that was a bit loud. Look at that. I'm Pete.
Should we turn the audience up a bit?
We should turn our audience up. There. I mean, cheer, audience, cheer. Okay. Can you all hear that at home? That's how popular we are. All 200 of my listeners have flocked down to Ali's house to be part of the festivities. So, who do we have on the couch today?
I'm Dale. I'm a school friend of Pete's, but I haven't seen him in a long time.
How long?
Nearly 2 years.
It's been a long time.
It has.
I missed you, buddy.
Missed you too.
It's a moment right there. Ratings all soar. And who's this?
I'm Ali.
And who are you?
I'm also a school friend of Pete, who hasn't seen him since last New Year.
Which isn't as long a time.
It's not. And it was here, in fact.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Good times.
Very good times.
Not here last year, though. That was crap. Anyway, carrying on with the rest of the show. What are we going to be doing today, guys?
We don't have a plan yet, do we?
Not really, but do I ever have a plan?
No.
This is fun. I'll just keep passing the microphone to you. And you can say things impromptu, like... What's your favourite kind of cloud?
I don't have one.
What's your favourite type of cloud?
Sirius.
I like Stratus.
Stratus is good. What about
Cumulonimbus?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you gotta love Cumulonimbus cloud formation.
Oh, the monsters.
Which one is that? Are they the big ones?
They're the really, really big ones.
I didn't know.
The storm clouds.
I just like the funny name that they have.
Sirius is the wispy cloud, I think.
Okay, so, thank you. We're going to move on swiftly from there to talk about the game that we are playing this evening, which is...
Guitar Hero.
And what do you do in Guitar Heroes? Ali, quick synopsis.
Well, you have a nice plastic guitar and you play along to the notes on the track.
Yeah, so if anyone has ever played something like Dance Dance Revolution or SingStar Karaoke or any of the many dancing games where you have to do something in time with the music, is that my apple juice?
Not my own.
So you're going to drink mine? Swine. Anyway, you've made me lose my train of thought. Are you happy? Oh, yeah, thanks. The fans at home can really see you nod. Check it out. Dale's nodding. Okay, Ali, you're going to have to do some kind of narration as to what Dale is doing. So the people at home listen.
I'll do that.
So are you happy?
Dale nods.
And do you think that maybe it'd be a good idea to get your own drink in the future?
Dale also nods. Would Dale like a drink?
Dale gives the thumbs up. Okay, so Dale, are you going to speak now?
When I regain my composure.
Composure? You don't even know composure to be on this show. Which you listen to.
I do.
Apparently one of the only people here that does.
Well, I didn't listen to Eurovision because I hate it.
Well, we're going to let you off there, because enough people did listen to Eurovision that we became a highly rated podcast for some reason.
Fair enough.
I shouldn't have put the mic by your face while you were drinking.
Yeah, good point.
So, yes, Guitar Heroes 2. Basically, you play along with the music using the guitar-shaped controller. And do you enjoy it, Dale?
I do now. I didn't at first because I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you thought it'd be some kind of shit thing, which is crap, did you not?
Yes, I did.
Pleasantly surprised?
Yes.
Would you buy one if you had the money?
No.
Fair enough. Ali?
Yeah.
What was the question?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's all questions. I think you can incorporate it with a dance mat.
Yes.
And you could do rock poses whilst playing the guitar.
Yeah, my brother and me were talking about this before, and we thought maybe you can incorporate this with Donkey Konga bongos.
Yes, I don't
Sing
know what
Star.
That is.
You know, Donkey Kong on the GameCube, where you play with the bongos.
I've never played that.
Well, you play with bongos, it's like drums.
Okay. Okay.
And there's also Sing Star Diva, where you sing along to the music.
I've not played that either.
You get yourself a fucking band going, couldn't you, Dale?
Yes, you could.
Even though you played the real guitar?
Yes.
Would you think that this is a better way to make a band, or with a real band and instruments and people?
Well, I think it's good because people who have never considered playing guitar might play this and go, hey, that's easy, I'll get a guitar because I can do this.
and then fail miserably. Yeah,
and then they will have wasted a couple of hundred quid.
So you think that's good?
Yeah, because if they're the kind of people that do that, then they deserve it.
Do you perhaps work for Satan or one of the many guitar companies in the world?
No, I don't.
Wow. Where do you work?
I work in a restaurant called The Green Room, which is very nice. 11.95 before 7 o'clock and 15.95 after that. That's for two courses.
Hmm, and this issue of The Outcast is brought to you by The Green Room. Hmm. 11.95? Anyway, what we're going to do now, I think, is we're going to play some Guitar Heroes and we are going to commentate on it.
Who wants to go first?
Who would like to go first?
I think Dale should go first.
Dale points at Ali.
Ali says Dale.
Ali stands up. Ali goes to the guitar and begins to choose a song. What song should he play, Dale? Pick a song.
Ooh, something hard.
Something hard. Hmm. How about Cachise by Audioslave?
Oh no, he's quit.
Bottled it. He couldn't cope. Audioslave, too hard for Ali in his gay hat. Let's talk about Ali's hat for the time being, shall we? What do you think of that hat?
Well, as far as Ali's concerned, it's for practical reasons, to keep the hair out of his eyes. And let's I talk think about that's entirely fair enough.
Let's talk about the hair.
Yes. In fact, all three of us have recently been told to get our hair cuts.
By each other, mostly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bad hair week here on The Outcast. We should try and get a picture of this hair.
No,
still no beard Friday. Have you shaved recently, Dale?
I shaved today, as you were coming.
I did believe it. I thought maybe you just had some kind of hemoglobin problem.
No.
Maybe you weren't coagulating properly?
Because you rushed me and gave me like 30 seconds to get ready.
We gave you 5 minutes.
I had a shave before I came, that's why I was late.
They can't hear you, Ali. Thanks for joining in, though. So, here we go. Ali is playing Killer Queen by...
Queen.
And what instrument is he playing?
He's playing a guitar.
And it's fast as hell, this one. But he's got no notes to play. This is going to sound crap on the show, isn't it? Ali's missing all the notes. One note. Oh, orange! What difficulty is this, Ali?
Medium!
Check it out. He can't get any of the notes.
His rock bar is into the red currently. Oh, song failed!
I thought that was going to go on for a while and the fans were going to get bored, but thankfully, Ali, no. You're going to do it on easy. Because that X, Ali, you did it on fucking expert difficulty. And this is what we call an Ali, isn't it? Doing an Ali,
yes.
When was that in
just now. Doing an Ali. If you do something stupid, it's called doing an Ali.
Yes.
Easy difficulty. Was it? I know it's said before when it said expert. And the fans at home can't hear you. So what we're going to do is we're going to leave this diabolical attempt at commentary for now, are we not, Dale?
Yes.
Unless you have a humorous joke to tell.
No, I don't.
I usually encourage the fans to bring along a joke.
I wasn't encouraged. I was the only one who gave you film recommendations, so
that is true.
That off for that.
Yes. And I read them off, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
And I added it to my film queue. Still not arrived.
At least it'll come soon enough.
I keep getting dodgy recommendations added to the queue. I recently got a Polish film called Alila or something, and some porn has apparently arrived.
Cool.
Cheerleader Secrets, apparently.
Not bad. I've not seen it, but title's promising.
So you recommend that to the fans at home?
Yeah, Cheerleader Secrets by... Oh, who's it by?
I don't know, I haven't seen it. It's at home waiting for me for when I get home. Ali goes to rock mode there. Anyway, Dale. Would you like to say anything to the fans at home? Any messages for them?
Nope.
Any shout-outs?
Nope. Because everyone who's listening is probably in this room.
Nope. Cheeky fuck.
Everyone who I know who's listening.
I'll have you know, we got at least 200 listeners.
Can I say hello to all the American people?
Yes, there are quite a few.
Hello, American people.
Anyone in particular?
Just anyone who thinks that we live in Liverpool, I would like to tell them that we don't.
Where do we live?
On the Wirral.
Excellent. I would like to say hello to any of the cute American female fans listening. Get in touch and send a picture. Do you second that?
Well, I won't be getting the emails, so no.
I'll forward them to you.
Okay, yeah.
I'd also like to say hello to Mr. Venezuela, who has apparently got a friend who's writing a film who he's going to put into contact with me. And he told me this in Spanish.
Cool.
Indeed it was. So we'll be back later on after this song. Now it's Pete's go, and he's about to choose a song. What do you think he should do, Dale?
Oh, he's hovering over Ace of Spades.
Oh, yeah. And what's he... I think he should do it on hard. No, medium it is.
Ace of Spades, medium.
Yeah. His hands are too small, apparently. Recommended by Sean. That's Sean Clement. Another school friend. Who's got very long hair, I believe.
Yep.
Yes, he should. Hair metal, apparently, according to Pete. And the song's just about to start. He's doing very well so far, one note in. And now it's all gone to pot.
He's crashing and burning. Oh dear.
Yeah, he's doing okay. But not greatly. We'll come back to you in a moment.
Okay, so we are back, and I must say I did not do too well.
No, you failed quite badly.
I could not see the blue notes, so when it wanted me to do a yellow blue chord, I just did a yellow, and then it was like bloop 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 bloop.
In his defence, he is colourblind.
I'm not colourblind. I just look, see how the bar's blue, in places.
It's been like that the whole game.
This was different. Oh, this song's easy, Dale. Easy song.
Dale's cheating.
It's I Love Rock and Roll by some woman. Come on.
Joan Jett and the
we'll sing along.
Black Heads
something, yeah.
Black Waters. Damn, damn, and a machine. Come on.
I can't remember the words.
Only 17. When she walked up to me and said, do you like my tea?
Dale's doing very well.
Singing, yeah. What was she singing? I love rock and roll.
I love rock and roll.
Hey, we should do some songs on the show.
Really?
Impromptu songs. We should get a real guitar and do some songs. Maybe. Make them up. Cause we used to remember that Parklife song we did.
That was fantastic.
It was fantastic.
You know what? I might have that still.
If you can find that, it's going on the show.
I'll have a look later, but it might have been deleted.
If not, I will make a show and that can go on it.
You know what? I'll be back down in 2 minutes. I'll just go and have a look now.
Okay, and do that. And speaking of music, a big thing to say is Ampfire, who were on the show a while ago, they are currently in the Battle of the Bands. So if you could go along and vote for that, I'll put the link up in the show notes. And if you wanted to go along and vote for them and help them out, that'd be fantastic. So as I said, I'll put all the information about that up in the show notes. So please do go along and vote for Ampfire. And heck, that song that I said was on earlier will be one of theirs. Just so you remember what they sound like. That's Matthew Vaggers and his band, Ampfire. Okay, so it's now about 5 minutes later. See how I looked at my watch there? Do you like that, Dale?
It's quarter past one.
Fans can't hear, it's quarter past one.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You have your watch on your left arm there.
Because I'm right-handed.
I would wear mine on my right hand.
Are you right-handed?
Yes.
Then you're weird.
Fair enough. Anyway, yes, Ali was able to find those songs. So coming up next is some musical delights. They are delights, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
They can't be called anything other than delights.
Except maybe shambles.
That would be fair.
We have to say before you hear them that these were made probably 4 years ago.
I would say 4 years, yeah.
At least.
On, what was it, Microsoft Sound Recorder, using a desktop mic.
Yeah, which you can hear rattling around quite a lot.
Oh, how far I have come since those days. Now I have a handheld mic.
Yes.
And no doubt, this is the kind of crap that if we do make anything tonight, it'll sound like this.
Probably so.
So what's this first song coming up, Dale?
It's our version of Park Life, in which Pete gives his little monologue and I attempt to say Park Life after every sentence, but mostly fail because I'm laughing too much.
I think it worked well.
But we've sped it up so it's not as embarrassing for us. Or for me, as my voice was a lot higher back then. Yeah.
Well, it was originally intended to be sped up, wasn't it? Because we were sending it to a friend of ours over the old interweb net.
Yes, we were.
Still in its infancy back in those days.
Mm.
Dial up, I believe.
Yeah.
And yeah, so this is Park Life, which will be followed by a song that I wrote.
Wrote.
A song I made up on the spot about Ali.
Yeah.
And your love of the dairy products, is that right?
Yep, or lack of love.
Exactly. So after
sweet irony.
After Park Life comes the Ali Won't You Buy My Cheese song. So I hope you enjoy both of those. Here they are.
I get up at four and feed the pigeons. They're quite large pigeons, so I have to feed them twice. Park Life! I then leave the house at 2:10. I get my coat on and my drink on. Park Life! Sometimes I walk along the street, sometimes I don't. I have a car. Park Life! That's life, I guess. You know, ice cream vans and such, riding in a car. Park Life! Doot, 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 doot. Park Life! Doot, 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 doot. Park Life! Oh, those pigeons, those big, dirty pigeons, they went and shat on my car. Car Life! That's the last time I feed those pigeons, them damn awful pigeons who shat on my car.
Play it again. Sam. Woo! Hey, Ali.
Hi, Pete.
This song's for you. It's called Ali, Ali Up a Tree. Won't You Buy My Cheese? Ali. Ali, Ali Up a Tree. Won't you buy my cheese for me? It's made from goat's milk. 6 years old. It's full of blue cheese mold. Oh, Ali, up a tree.
Oh, I blew into that then.
Won't you buy my cheese for me? It's not like little Nicky D, but it's my cheese. Up a tree for me.
Thank you.
Hey, Pete.
Yes.
Tanning in the shade, eh?
Exactly.
Do explain.
I've already explained tanning in the shade, but no doubt you were going to tell me how tanning in the shade is wrong.
Well, you see, your theory on the light bouncing, it's very true, but tanning comes from the rays, not from the actual, you know, the UVA and UVB, not from light itself.
Do those not bounce?
No, they don't.
Are those not incorporated in the light rays?
No, they are not.
They are
completely separate.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Do those only come down in one direction?
Yes, they do.
Do they not come down from multiple directions?
They come from the sun in one direction.
And can the sun's rays not reflect round buildings?
Not as such, no, because that would be in the shade.
Exactly, Ali. I have proved myself right once again. The sunlight does reflect around buildings, and right, therefore you can get a suntan whilst in the shade. I win, as always.
Tell me, Pete, do you have a tan?
I do, yeah.
The answer is no. Pete does not have a tan.
Check out my arm.
Oh, wow, your arm.
Check out... Check out... I'm still on the mic. Check out...
A whole arm.
Yes, a whole arm. Look, I even have tan lines. Look, no, I don't.
No, he doesn't.
They've faded.
His stomach is...
They were there.
As white as a...
It's not, because I got sunburn. I got sunburn across here.
Well, were you lying in the sun?
Part of it.
There you go.
But I could have got tanned in the shade eventually.
Oh, well.
Anyway, Dale is playing I want to be sedated. Sedate me. Stick me in a wheelchair. Get me to the show. Oh. It's the remote.
He's doing quite well. He's in the green.
Still. He's, yes, very good. Ali, talk about something.
Can't think of anything to talk about, Pete.
That doesn't normally stop me.
Well, it stops me. What would you like to speak about?
I could talk about anything I want.
Have you seen any good films recently?
I have seen many.
Tell me about one.
Superman Returns.
That's quite a good film.
Have you seen Superman Returns?
I have.
Because I have not yet reviewed it on the show, and it'd be good to review it now.
Yeah, it would. What did you think of Superman's child?
I thought he was an interesting story element. Not sure how well maybe the hardcore Superman fans are going to take it, but I guess, you know, he's in there. What more can you do about it?
It's true. Sometimes you can't stick to the original story. You've just got to branch out. And it was good.
Ali, I'm just wondering why you are always talking kind of like this on the show that we're recording now.
Well, Pete, I don't quite know. It's my show voice.
It's not a very good show voice.
It's not really, is it? I'll speak normally now.
You're one like me where it just goes...
Yeah, I just ramble. It's a bad habit.
Okay, so anyway, Superman Returns. I am not a Superman fan. And I don't pretend to be. In fact, I hate him. But I really enjoyed the film.
It really was a very good film. The scene where he's charging himself back up in front of the sun. It was brilliant.
Very good scene. Not really. Superman dies in the end. If anyone hadn't seen it yet, it's your own fault. Buy on DVD.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but what can you do?
I was a bit annoyed that the storyline followed a recent storyline from comics of the Superman variety, which kind of felt like I was paying for the same thing twice, which didn't really enthuse me too much. Dale's got 4 stars there, well done.
Wow. I've not read the comics as of recent years. Ever, in fact, for Superman.
I have, and it was basically the same storyline as the movie. What did you think of the movie, Dale?
I've not seen it.
Fantastic, thanks for coming along to the show tonight. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
So, you've had a recent split with your girlfriend, is that true?
No.
And she left with the baby, is that right?
No.
Are you crushed by this?
No.
Sad day for us all, isn't it?
No.
When that bitch woman comes and steals our spawn?
No.
That must be how the frogs feel.
Yes.
Frog spawn. Demons feel that way? Demon spawn? Anyway.
Have you seen Ultraviolet yet?
The film?
Yes.
No.
It was shit.
It's on my rental queue.
Don't. It's rubbish.
I've heard it's rubbish, but it's on my rental queue. I recently watched The Ginger Dead Man. Remember the refrigerator?
Yes!
This was in the same kind of vein as that film.
Oh dear. Sort of like... acted like a dodgy porn film, but not. It was a shit horror film.
Exactly. Although, wow. Right, I've got to talk about this. In Spain, I happened upon this program 3 times. And basically, it was the most bizarre thing, where you have this guy, kind of sleazy. You know, he's kind of good looking, this guy, but it's sleazy as hell. And he gets these women to come on his show and play poker. And he gives them some money to start off with, and it's like, hey lady, play some poker.
Is it strip poker?
It's fucking strip poker, Ali. But the deck is so blatantly rigged, because the woman's hand will be like 2 kings and then 3 nines. And she'll be thinking, oh, I've got a good hand here. You'd think that with 2 kings and 3 nines, wouldn't you, Dale?
I would.
So she's got these 2 kings and 3 nines, putting her money down, thinking, I'm the bomb, I'm the shit, I'm in here. And if he's sitting there with two queens and three aces, and it's like, what the hell? That is blatantly rigged, would you not say?
Yes.
Because every hand kind of comes out the same way. Occasionally, one of them will win, but most of the time they lose. And when they lose, what they do is they're kind of given the offer to take their clothes off in exchange for money. So, what they do...
Dale nodded, by the way.
Yeah, Dale nodded. What they do is they go to this little booth, which everyone can see, and then they do kind of a strip tease and take off their clothes in exchange for cash, right? And this guy stood there with this hot piece on his arm, who's usually dressed like a Playboy bunny or something, and he's all like, bueno, bueno, bueno. That seems to be his catchphrase. He's like, bueno, bueno, bueno.
What does bueno mean?
It means good. So he's like, good, good, good. And it's like, come here, you little lady, and give us a spin. Here's a couple of chips. I'm going to take them right back off you now. And basically, that's what the show is. This sleazy guy, whose name I think is Javier or something, going, bueno, bueno, bueno. And these women stripping and then playing. See, I do the air quotes.
Yeah.
Air rabbits.
Air rabbits.
Rabbit ears. Fans at home can't see the rabbit ears, but I'm doing them. And
repeatedly.
What's the point? What was I saying? The show is just there. If anyone if anyone can go to Spain and watch this show, I suggest you do. Because it's quite shocking. Bueno, bueno, bueno.
Have you ever watched the late night quiz shows on British TV, Pete?
Do you mean the ones that have suddenly appeared on every single channel on Freeview?
Yes, I do.
Like The Mint and Q Game and Game Pop and all that shit, where it's just some woman in a low-cut top running around going, we've got 30 seconds till the caller calls in, 30 seconds, oh, what do you think the answer could be? It's a film villain, 30 seconds, 30 seconds, 10 seconds, who's going to call in? Have you got a caller? Hello, caller, what do you think? What's your name? Gareth. Hey, Gareth, what do you think? No, it's not there, thanks. We've got 2 minutes for a caller, 2 minutes for a caller, what do you think it could be? We've got a villain, film villain. Look at my low-cut top. What do you think, guy behind the camera? He's nodding, guy behind the camera, he's nodding. 2 minutes to go, 2 minutes, we've got a caller. Hi there, it's John. John, what do you think it is? Yes, it is Darth Vader, you've won £400. Still at 1,500 to go. Come on, Gareth, call back in. Come on, Gareth, you've got 30 seconds to call in. Come on, come on, come on. And it's just that shit all night long.
Perfect.
Thank you, I could do a lot of things. Wouldn't you like to know?
As soon as you started watching it, you've just got to watch the end to see what the answers are. I always end up sitting there.
No, you don't. Because you go, film villains, Darth Vader's one, I'm going to leave.
Fair enough.
Maybe we should call in. Maybe we should call in on your
They're
phone,
really
Ali.
Expensive.
Maybe we should call in on your phone.
Probably not. No.
Oh, Ali, you're such a killjoy.
Why don't we use Bale's mobile?
Why don't we use your landline? Calls are cheaper from a landline.
Well, debatably.
Masturbate. Yes, anyway, well, that's enough of that, as we're getting into the realms of gay chat. Especially when I went masturbatedly. So,
On that note,
the gay note, Ali wants to talk.
On the masturbatory note,
I was just wondering...
Sorry, carry on. A certain person on a board, the Ford board, in fact... was recording for Channel 4 a documentary on masturbation.
The masturbation-a-thon thing.
Yes. The masturbation.
Yes, it was
London.
Like a masturbation marathon, was it not?
It was hideous.
Did you take part?
I did not take part.
I have no idea why anyone would want to take part, besides it being for charity.
Apparently the smell was disgusting.
I suddenly feel physically sick. Would you agree? You did that on easy mode there, I see, Dale.
Yeah,
back to Guitar Heroes.
I just wanted to get the crowd noise back on.
Oh, excellent. Well done. I know. All I can think of is masturbation now. And not in a good way. Is there a good way to think about masturbation?
It's good, but not to think about masturbation.
Ali says masturbation is good. Clearing that up.
Yeah.
Vile. So, do you know if they raised a lot of money for charity there?
I don't know, to be honest. I'd assume so.
I must say, you're king of the Segway. I did like that.
The what, sorry?
King of the Segway.
What's a Segway?
It's a seamless swap between one topic of conversation into another one without having a seam.
I would like to think I am. Thank you.
King of the Segway.
Segway is also one of those, stands with two wheels.
That's why I was confused.
I was thinking, king of the fucking Segway? I don't own a Segway. I own a fucking HD TV, which is 29 million inches long and surround sound and crap.
42.
Invent no Segways to replace walking.
Yes. It's ridiculous. Have you ever Sorry, that's all.
Sorry, which Segway are we talking about here?
The ride-on Segways.
Yeah. I was thinking, but they invented a seamless transition between topics in order to avoid walking. Walking to where?
The next conversation.
I like it. He's like, maybe if I could change the topic of this conversation, I wouldn't have to walk over there and start a new one with that man with hairy arms. Dale nods. Dale nods and does a kind of guinea pig face. So anyway, what we're going to do now is to transition the show on, not in kind of a segue way, because I did stop it and carry on, so that'll be a paragraph if I was writing a letter.
It would.
And it'd be an indented paragraph.
Not a spaced paragraph?
No. Do they exist?
Well, yeah, you can have the paragraph separated by like an empty space.
That's right. Called an indent, Ali, an indent.
Well, it's not, is it?
Yeah.
It's a whole empty space.
Oh, an empty line.
Yes, that's what I meant. That's a big long space.
Whatever. What we're going to do is we're going to play the amazing game where I pick a song, well, you pick a song, via picking things. Have you heard it before on the show?
Yes.
Well done. Ooh, have you? Have you?
Well, say yes again.
What the fuck was that? Have you heard it before on the show?
Yes.
Do you know how it works?
Yes, I do.
So you're going to pick a letter.
F.
And you're going to pick a genre.
Rock.
So we're going to be having a song from a rock band beginning with F.
Can we not pick a topic?
Normally, but I do find that kind of hard. But go on, pick a topic.
Dental work.
Yes. So coming up next is a rock song from a band beginning with F with a very, very, very tenuous tie to dental work. So that'll be coming up for you soon.
If you can find a folk song about dental work, play that again.
You pick rock song, Ali. I can only play one.
Oh, okay. Fair.
It's the rules.
Oh dear.
So here that is for you now.
So amazingly, we did manage to find a rock song beginning with F, somehow related to dentistry. That was Faster, Faster, Harder, Harder, with a song called Red Teeth, which I'm sure you all enjoyed. We might be doing one of those later in the show, I don't know. We don't really have a plan yet, and Pete's off playing Guitar Hero. What song are you doing, Pete?
You Got Another Thing Coming by
Judas Priest. You Got Another Thing Coming. And he's so into it, he's doing well, his rock bar's on full. So do we have a plan now, Ali?
I don't know really. What should we have a bit of a discussion about something? A debate maybe? If you can think of something to talk about, because I certainly can't.
Me neither.
We could talk about Pete's silly rock stances that are getting progressively sillier as it seems. bit like Mark out of Ash and his bass stances. But no, it's, I don't know.
Pete, throw some topics at us. Stars.
Should we talk about stars?
No.
No. That's a bit boring, Pete. Chicken pie. Chicken pie is good, but not as good as beef and kidney, or steak and kidney. What do you think about pies, Dale?
I became quite fond of the pies at uni that were included in part of the lunch meal.
Which were?
I'm not sure what they were. Some kind of mince and onion or something. But I used to get one of them and chips and gravy, and that'd be all my points used up, so I couldn't get a drink.
Fair enough. What about sweet pies? What are the best sweet pies?
Probably apple with custard.
Not damson?
What the hell is damson?
Damson pies are amazing. No, I'm not gay, Pete. Damson pies are brilliant. They're like, it's quite sour. It's really good. You should all try it. And write in to what's the outcast.pod@hotmail.co.uk. Write in and tell us about your favourite types of pie, please. Sweet and savoury. One of each, in fact. And where you can get them from.
Can I have a little rant about pasty shops? Because here in England, if you're not from here, we have Greggs and we have Sayers, which is sometimes called Hamptons elsewhere. Yeah. See, people.
Well, Gerrards as well.
Yeah, they don't count. People from, like, Blackpool. People from Blackpool don't know what Sayers is, they know what Hamptons is though. And anyway, you can't win with them because Greggs do a really nice steak slice, but they're always, 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 always really, really cold. But Sayers have recently started doing steak slices. Last time I went in, asked for a steak slice and they gave me a cheese and onion pasty. And I don't like cheese at all, so I sent it back and they gave me a meat and potato because they'd run out of steak, and that was hot, but it wasn't steak slice. So I'm torn between whether I go for something that'll be guaranteed a steak slice, but it'll be cold, or do I run my risk and perhaps get a maybe warm steak slice from Sayers. Yeah, email in, what would you do? Would you risk it, or would you go safe and cold?
Outcast.hotmail.co.uk.
And that's my pasty shop rant out of the way. Yeah, you can also leave comments underneath the show where it says comments, and it often says comments none, because no one does except for me occasionally. But that's, if you can't remember the email address, which gets read out about 18 times a show, just do it there. So we can't make it any easier for you.
Very true.
We still don't have a plan, so we're probably just going to stop this until Pete stops playing Guitar Hero, because we don't have anything.
Let's carry on with it.
Okay.
Let's be impromptu. What should we talk about?
Oh, Pete's doing a bit of Iron Man. And he's just got star power.
He's doing very well.
Superb.
I think this is what's called dead air, Dale.
Woo! Sorry,
I don't know if the microphone can even hear me. Can it?
I don't know. Sorry, I was just encapsulated by Pete's Iron Man performance, which is very, very good at the moment.
Let's see if we can get stimulating conversation out of Pete whilst he's playing the guitar. Yeah. So, Pete, what would you say has been the best film of the year so far, and your reasons? He can't do it. His concentration is just, you know.
So, Ali, what's your best film of the year?
My best film of the year? Well, I don't know if it was, I think it was this year, V for Vendetta. On at the cinema. It was very, very good. It was very different and quite refreshing, really.
I think it was last year.
Was it last year?
Okay, it was this year.
Told. Sorry. And I'm trying to think of some more. Yeah, that came out as well. And a film called Hard Candy is a very, very good film.
I wanted to see that from the trailers. See, there's lots of films I want to see, but they never do. I've seen about 8 films, by the way.
Ever.
I'm really, really crap at films.
Well,
so.
Just so you know, you can count the entire cast of Hard Candy on one hand, including main and supporting actors. And it is just 5 people, just let you know, in the entire film.
So is it more like a scene than a film?
It is a very, very, very long scene. That is correct.
See, because like Phone Booth and Saw were both kind of like that, and I really enjoyed them. So I might check it out, even though I know I won't, because I don't rent DVDs and I don't go to the cinema. So that's just a lie. I'd like to check it out, but I know I won't.
Well, try downloading it. Sorry, that's illegal. Don't download it.
I've run out of space on my computer. I've been downloading too much recently, and that's your bad influence.
I'm sorry.
Been downloading
all
the episodes of Monk, which is just the best TV program on the air. It really is.
I've still only seen 10 seconds of Monk.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. If you've not seen Monk, you've got to check it out on the ABC network in America. And it was on BBC in Britain, but it's not been on for a while. So just download them if you can, because it's brilliant. And it's about a detective with obsessive compulsive disorder, and he's amazing. You'll fall in love with him because he's just, oh, what a guy.
Are you in love with him?
I am. If I could have a monk, I would. I mean, have one around the house to entertain me and solve murders when I needed them.
Not
in any other way.
No. Okay. Well, I've been told to acquire a television series called Prison Break.
Don't bother,
apparently, says Pete. Is it no good? I watched a little bit of Battlestar Galactica, but I don't know. There's just too much of it. There's so many years to catch up on. I don't have the time. So.
New one. There's only two seasons.
Oh, new one. Ah, interesting. I might well do that. Have you seen any other series other than Monkdale?
No, not really. See, I don't like anything too serious, so I'm into Scrubs. And loads of British comedies like Spaced and The Mighty Boosh and Black Books and stuff like that.
Well, how many series of Black Books are there?
Three.
Ah,
get it. In a box set.
I've got the first two, not the third, though. Unfortunately.
The first episode of the third series is probably the best one, in my opinion. The one with Simon Pegg in it.
Ah, interesting.
Because it's very good.
And Pete has just returned from the game.
Pete's back! So I'm saving my show from the utter nonsense and boredom. No, I think it was interesting. It was good to hear. What were you talking about?
I can't remember. But I think we did well considering how inexperienced we are.
I think you did very well. I would love to have you both back on the show. Maybe not Ali, but Dale.
Thanks.
And maybe if you came as a two, I'd have Ali as well.
What?
On the show, not in any other kind of sense. Like Dale wanted a man walking around the house.
He wanted a monk.
Oh, a monk?
He's not a monk. He's called Monk.
You want a monk,
then?
So if there are any monks out there listening, I know we might have some Buddhist fans. Garanga. Say Garanga be happy.
No, if anyone's got a spare...
Whoa, I said Garanga be happy. No. If anyone has a spare monk just lying around their flat, send him my way. You can send him to Dale Platt, something, Schlesler Avenue, Wirral.
Potts.
Oh, is it?
That's Potts.
Oh, well. If you're Potts, hi.
Drive, in fact.
10. 11, 12, 4,
5.
5. Send it to. What's Ali's address?
34 Thingwall Road East.
Send it to 5 Griffith Close. Anyway, don't bother sending it in. If you can find us, please do send stuff in. Send it to Peter Gorbett, care of York St John University, Lord Mayor's Walk, York, England, if you can. I'll get it, don't worry. Anything else to say on this matter?
Not for now, no.
Dale would like a mug.
Please don't send offensive items. They're not very good.
Don't send any fences or trellises or.
It's an Adrian monk, not just a random monk. Adrian Monk, the obsessive compulsive detective. Please.
Do you like people with OCD?
And on that note, should we wrap this up? This show.
Be a shame to.
I think we should wrap it up, and I'm enjoying it.
It's only 40 minutes.
I'm thinking maybe do two.
It's been gold all the way through.
This way, we have one good episode and then probably one crap.
Or just two crap.
No! Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so we're going to wrap this up. So it's good night from him.
Good night from him.
And it's good night from him.
Yep, that's me.
And it's good night from me. Does that make sense?
No. But if we're ending as we
started
to start the next one, then it's not going to be good, is it?
So it's goodbye and see you soon.
I've got a good idea for the next one. I'm gonna
save it for the next one.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.